What's up, dudes? It's me, Jerry D, with another episode of Totally Rad Christmas, the podcast that talks all things Christmas in the 80s. Toys, movies, specials, music, and fads. If it was gnarly during Christmas in the 80s, we got it covered. Now, I've got two of my friends here with me for a very special episode. We're going to have a watch-along party for the Rankin-Bass classic, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's right. From Lost Christmas Podcast and the Alamo City, it's Jeff Lofton and Jeremy Phelps. Guys, how's it going?
Doing well, Jerry. How you doing?
I'm all right.
Yeah,
Jeff, what?
living the dream, living the dream.
I love it, man. I love it. I'm a little out of breath. Sorry, guys. I literally ran from my car to my computer and turned it on and hit Zoom, and here we go. So, you're gonna have to bear with me for a little bit till I catch my breath. That just tells you how out of shape I am. We're here to talk Rudolph. What's your guys' experience with Rankin-Bass in general and Rudolph in particular? Let's start with you, Jeff.
I mean, I grew up with it. It was always on TV and I loved it. I have seen the original before they added made the changes, just because I cut it. You just don't
Yeah,
watch the very end,
right, for
where they
sure.
return. But yeah, I mean, I love Rankin-Bass in general. And Rudolph is a fun one. It's not my favorite Rankin-Bass special, but it is one that I make my kids watch even though they're not into it. I make them watch it every year.
For sure, same thing. Yeah. Jeremy.
I grew up watching some of the Rankin Bass, and I would have said, a few years ago that I was a big Rankin Bass fan. Then I got the Blu-ray set. There's a lot of stuff that's really weird, but Rudolph is one of my favorites.
There
Not
is
my
a
favorite either, but it's up there. It's the top of the list, just not number one. We'll get there
That's right.
eventually.
There is a lot of really weird. Yes, that is true. There's some things that don't make sense at all. I mean, even in this one, a winged lion that's like in charge of this island with toys that are just manufactured incorrectly or used incorrectly, just kind of hang out. I mean, that's bizarre. But also, I love it. There's a charm to it. There's
Oh yeah, I love it too.
and
100%.
nostalgia, and same thing. I grew up, with it just like you guys did, and so I'm excited. This one has been my favorite. It kind of cycles on and off with my, being my favorite between this one and Rudolph, but it's definitely one of like the big three, right? It's like Santa Claus is, I mean, I said Rudolph, sorry, Frosty.
Yeah, you did.
Santa Claus is coming to town, Frosty and Rudolph are like the big three, and if I miss any one of those, it just doesn't feel like Christmas.
For sure.
So, without further ado, let's go ahead and dive right in, and we'll hit play. One, two, three, play. All right.
Want to get in my FBI warning? Piracy is not a victimless crime. Arg.
I'm excited for this one. This kind of like was the granddaddy of the Christmas specials, right? Because after this, I mean, we had all the Rankin-Bass, but then we also had the Grinch
This is
and
before
Charlie
Charlie Brown,
Brown.
too, yeah.
Charlie Brown, right? And I always forget about this opening. We're frozen, ice peril warning, tough
Are you already at
going.
the frozen part?
Yeah.
I just got the Universal logo, so.
Oh, my Universal logo just happened because I was at the I'm watching it on Amazon.
Oh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm watching on Blu-ray.
I have the Blu-ray, but it's in a whole other room.
Yeah, mine
If
are in storage right now. All
I live
my
to be a
physical
hundred, I'll
media.
never be able
Yeah,
to forget that
they just take up
Christmas
so much
gone
space,
a
all right?
couple of years ago. But it
But
makes our wall
before
look
the
nice,
end,
so.
it
There
does.
you
You're
go.
right about
Yeah.
that.
Not believe it, but the
I do
world
like Sam the
almost
Snowman.
missed Christmas.
Very Burl
Oh,
Ives.
excuse me.
Yeah.
Call me Sam.
And I want that
What's
hat,
the matter?
that
Haven't you
little
ever
bowler
seen the
hat with like the
talking
holly
snowman appendix?
and
That's
the.
true, yeah. I'll probably be the guy who's a little bit, the last time we
I
did one of
thought I
these, I
heard a
think CJ
sound.
was behind. Looks
No
like I'm going to
answer.
be the behind
No
guy, so.
sound. Sorry, man. Christmas
That's all
in the
right.
forest.
It'd be like that for every one of
Right
these.
here where we grew up. Nice place to live, you know. Christmas
Christmas
seals.
seals.
Of course, the number one
The
citizens
number up
one
here are the
citizen. What did
Claus
you
and
guys think of the
Santa,
design of
Mrs.
this North
They live right
Pole?
over there.
I mean, it looks like a big
Great
old like
castle on the
castle
left.
complex,
Matter of fact, the only castle on the left.
Okay, so I'm going to get meta here. Which North Pole,
Papa, you
Jerry?
haven't touched the
Because there are
candles.
plenty of
Not
them.
after Christmas,
So is this supposed to
Judy.
be the
You can't
geographic North
miss your
Pole, the
mama. It's
magnetic North
almost
Pole, or the
Christmas. You'll never
geomagnetic
turn
North
up a
Pole?
skinny Santa. This is the
Or the town in
where Santa
Alaska.
Claus
Or the
lives,
town in
North Pole.
Alaska.
I'm going with the town in Alaska because there's an awful lot of land there.
Yeah, a lot of empty space and some sparse trees. So we'll go with Alaska.
Okay, well, what do you think of this depiction of the Claus's home in the North Pole?
I like it.
This is the North Pole to me.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Same. Very much so.
That's why I loved Elf too, because they recreated this. So,
exactly.
and they
Yes.
did a great
Yeah.
job. Yeah, the uniforms or outfits, whatever, really, really popped, right?
Exactly.
This kind of also began the whole trope of Rankin Bass, a famous person saying, "What? You don't know the story of blank?"
Exactly.
Yep, that's true. For better or for worse, sometimes.
That's right.
Talking to you, Easter Bunny is coming to town.
Oh
Gosh, we're not going to talk about that.
that one, no, I probably will not do a watch along for that one.
Yeah, that one I don't own.
No, if you want to do a watch along for an Easter movie, we're doing Rise of the Guardians. That's the Easter movie to watch.
That is, yeah.
I've only watched
I
that
mean,
once.
it is. It's set at Easter.
I own it, but I've only watched it once.
Oh, my wife loves it. I will say, I love the trees in
Yes.
the setting, like how they've done it. It looks like felt, I guess, or something similar. But I love the layering and how it comes together. I think it's a this is again, I'm like Jeremy. This is how I envision the North Pole. As much as I love like Red One and even the later Santa Claus movies, like their depiction of the North Pole, it just never this makes more sense to me.
Yeah, I got you. For
It was
me,
drilled
it's
into our heads from childhood, so.
I can't quite decide between this or Santa Claus the movie, the North Pole Bear. Both of
Yeah,
them,
that's
it's kind of like a mix, I guess, in my head.
as a person who has an 80s podcast, Jerry, I totally understand why you have the 1985 movie
That's for sure.
as the picture of Christmas.
I like the way
As
that
a
they
guy who'd
incorporated
only
all the
seen the
credits, though.
Santa Claus movie like maybe the third time when we talked about it
Now let me
recently,
hear about
this is
it.
it's
It
that
all
that's
started
too
just
recent
a
of a
year
movie to be the
before
North
the
Pole for me.
snow. Doesn't quite hit. Yeah, I get it. I get it for sure.
It was springtime, and Santa's lead reindeer, Donner,
This is the one
had
that
found
established that
something.
Santa's kind of a jerk.
Yes,
Right?
as a Santa
Good.
performer, I
Right
don't
about
like this
here,
Santa Claus.
Rudolph. Rudolph,
But this is also the
Rudolph,
Santa that you could see, like,
Rudolph,
punching
get
Arius in the
away. You
face,
know
you
you
know,
Yeah.
at Nicaea, you know.
Yeah, this is very much a St. Nicholas Santa Claus, right? Not a
That's right.
This is not a Father Christmas Santa Claus.
No, not at all. So Rudolph's born, and right away, like,
How can you
Donner's like,
that?
wow,
His
this
beak blinks
like
like a blinking beaker.
just making fun of his nose right away.
Right?
Well, Donner,
Yes.
where's the new member of
Shiny.
the
Did you
family?
notice
Speak
that
low. After all, if
did
he's
you
just
also
a
notice that
young
Donner's
reindeer,
antlers curled
he'd
when he was
better get
talking?
to know me.
Oh no, I don't
Yeah.
think I don't think I
Oh,
knew
check it
that.
out. Yeah.
Yeah, I just saw it.
Yeah.
Understood
They
you
like when he
quite
gets angry, they like curl.
well.
Yeah. Pretty
That's
well.
a whole layer of
Rudolph.
reindeer magic reindeer mythos that I didn't know
Great
about.
bouncing
Me
reindeer.
neither.
Well, the fact that these are also,
Rudolph's sweet
white-tailed
little
deer that
daughter, eh?
they call
Well,
reindeer, a whole other story,
well,
but
you know.
with weird antlers.
Today,
Yes.
you see, little fellow,
I mean,
give
they're
this year
special
I
reindeer,
shine
right?
up my jingle
Yes.
bells. The males
Great
keep their
bouncing
antlers
reindeer.
during the winter.
Santa's magic.
Mm-hmm.
They fly too, so you gotta remember that. If they can fly, they can
Reindeer
keep
might
the
say
antlers.
bells ring.
That's right.
There's a lot of good songs in
Jingle
this one.
bells chime again,
This
how
one's not
merry
my
they
favorite.
be.
Jingle,
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 jingle.
Yeah.
I just like how Santa wears the plaid pants throughout the story.
He's
Me
got
too.
like
What are the
that Sherlock Holmes kind
Yeah. I kind of
of
like Dapper Santa, personally.
I kind of want to recreate this Santa look, you know, with not quite this part, but you know, where he's got the red shirt with the white suspenders and
Oh
the plaid
yeah.
pants.
Yes, totally agree.
But his jacket is pretty dope.
I
But I don't
agree.
know. I can't imagine anybody wanting to hire a Santa who looks like that. So, because you know, so
Hey man, head down to the Renaissance Fair the weekend after Thanksgiving north of you in the Woodlands, and
For sure.
you'd be a hit.
They'll eat
Yeah,
it up,
weekend
yeah.
after Thanksgiving, I'm busy. I almost guarantee it.
I imagine.
That's yeah.
I imagine that might be a professionally busy time for you.
I'm not booked
Rudolph's
yet,
sweet
but
little
you know,
daughter,
it's
eh?
only
A
May.
chip off his
That's
old
right.
antlers.
And so He immediately
You'll
like
get used to it.
puts
Put
a
it
little
covers it.
covers it with like dirt and grime and
Is that dirt? Is that what it is?
I mean
Yes.
he rubbed his
Floor.
hoof in like the I whatever it is
Flooring material,
cave
whatever.
floor, yeah.
I was just maybe it was fecal matter. I don't know.
I mean,
I
they
mean
are
that's a whole
living in a
other layer.
cave, apparently. Apparently, there's a lot of caves
That's how
at the North Pole.
it's true. It's how it keeps shiny, you know. You
That's
gotta
right.
fertilize that bad boy. The bumble sounds here, these growls are quite frightening.
Oh, I love it. I love the bumble.
The
I do
bumble is
too,
great.
yeah. Look, I mean, they did make the like the hair on it, that material that they it's quite realistic.
Yeah, I thought they did a great job with this. This was the one that they spent the most time, in my opinion. It seems like the one they spent the most like time and energy on to get it right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love how the bumbles, the
And
bottom of his
soon
feet were
it's
like,
ripe before
pajama
dawn.
slippers.
Yeah.
Everybody is getting ready for
That's how I always
the
pictured them, from
That's
the time I
right.
was a little kid.
Sight of the
And I
twinkling
remember
lights
when I went to
glisten
Disney
in
World, probably the second
Mama
time we'd
Ash
bought
had
my
her
son
birthday by one of these
a abominable
elves.
snowman
Strange elves have that certain knack
stuffed
for doing
doll, and it
things
was
when they
basically a
want them.
recreation of the
Never
bumble at the same
underestimate
time.
That's awesome.
this one
Love it.
misfit.
Although
I
in the
like
park he looked nothing like the bumble, but
Herbie.
the toy did.
You finish
I like
this
how
fight.
all the elves have beady little black eyes
There's
except
a
for Hermie
pile up
and
a
the elf
mile
foreman.
wide behind
Yeah.
you. What's eating you, boy? Not happy in my work, I guess.
Yeah, Hermie's
Why?
either the kid of the
Just go
foreman or
away and
Santa. I'm
make
not
a
sure
noise.
which.
Noise.
So I've always had the
What?
theory that that Hermie is like an
You
alternate
don't
universe
like to
buddy.
make toys?
Maybe.
No.
Yeah, I
Hermie
like that.
doesn't like to
Right?
make
He's
toys.
Only ten
like
minutes in, we've already stepped
the
into the alternate universe. I
I
love
mean
it.
this is my thing. This
Well, we
is
talked
I
about
know. I've been
parallel
looking forward
universe,
to
so
that.
you know.
I love it,
You
man.
wanna
That's my
know?
favorite.
I mean, it fits. I
Someday
mean, look,
I
he's got
think that
like
the
their
earth
uniform. I mean, he's not in green,
understands
but nonetheless, he still fits.
Moonracer had to come from somewhere, right?
That's exactly
That's true.
right.
Multiverse
That's
crossover.
right.
Molars and bicuspids and incisors.
Now listen,
And they all
you.
have like
You're
these
an
big
elf.
bulbous kind of
You don't
noses
make
except for him.
toys.
That's
Now
what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, I
Today,
like that. I'm into it.
when the fluffy blonde hair that nobody else has.
Ooh, which buddy would be
Finish
Earth
the
Prime
game,
buddy? Would it be like Will
boy.
Ferrell, or would it
Well,
be this
Hermie
one?
came first, so
Well, that doesn't mean he's Earth Prime, though.
that's true. That is true. I mean, I guess
Why
we
am I
were
such a
technically
miserable
introduced
fellow?
to it there
I am not
in
just a
Elf, so I guess he
miserable
would
fellow.
be Earth
You
Prime.
can't fire me. I quit. Seems
I mean, I'm all about a Highlander situation too, if we want to go there.
There can only be
Calm
one.
down. Such is the
Love
life
it.
of an elf.
Well, and it makes me wonder the relation
Meanwhile,
between
Rudolph is having a
Sam and
growing
Leon
pain.
also.
Old
Are
Rudolph
they
is determined.
Alternate
alternate?
versions.
That's
I
right.
mean, come on.
That's exactly.
All right, son, try it
So
on.
he fashioned
Do
this out somehow.
You'll like it and wear it. This
Without
little
opposable
cap.
thumbs.
It's
Right, how
time
did he
to
do
think
that?
of a mother.
Santa,
There are
probably.
more important things than
Let's be
comfort.
real.
Self-respect. Santa can't
Self-respect.
object to you now.
The message of this is really bad.
So awful. Yeah, it's so terrible.
I mean, remember, this came out in the
I know, it's from the
mid-60s. It's all,
60s, I know.
it's a lot about, it deals with race. I think it's a metaphor for racism, or an allegory, I guess is the right
Oh.
word we're looking for, and oppression.
Or maybe it's They Live, the aliens. This was, the conform is hidden all over in here
Ooh.
subliminally.
And so time passes.
Love it.
Christmas comes and
I'm here for it.
goes, and schedule ends soon
You
as
can
it is.
just see Rudolph
So,
come, like,
Rudolph's here to chew
I'm here.
bubblegum.
Exactly what I was about to say. Chew bubblegum and
To be inspected by
he's all out of
Santa.
bubblegum.
Now, don't worry about your
These
nose, son.
reindeer games also
Just get
were
over there
odd.
and
I
get
wasn't
into your
expecting these
stuff.
kind of reindeer games from the
Remember,
song.
you're my
Yeah.
little boy.
I mean, when we sang this song as kids, like Monopoly.
That's right.
Hi, my name's Fireball. What's
Fireball.
yours? Rudolph, come on. You can be my buddy. Where are we going? To the reindeer
He's got a
cave.
shock of
I
blonde
sang
hair,
for a
too.
crow. Besides, it's a great way to show off in front
He
of the
related to
gnome.
Herbie?
Come
on. Oh, no. Well then, I mean, the only other offspring that has, or the only
Only
other
elves
parents that
are
have offspring that
bustling,
are
active.
you know, animal and human or humanoid or like the Greek gods. So maybe,
yeah, maybe there's like a shared fertility clinic up there.
Could be. Could be. Or they're all sons of Poseidon, you know.
That's right.
Herbie, Hermes. I mean, they're close.
Hermes.
And then when the elf's voice completely goes up 5 octaves.
That's right.
Before he sings, starts talking falsetto.
That's an, I always thought that doll looked weird.
Got to be more specific.
The doll that he brought out, that little doll.
The blue-haired one?
Yeah, yeah. With the stripes. Like, mm-hmm. What is that? Santa knows who's good. Do the things you should. And Santa's just so impatient.
This Santa, he's a Grinch.
He's just grumpy. He needs a break. I will say, as a former band director, standing on the xylophones really doesn't help them ring any better.
No.
And falling into timpanis, also bad.
I would imagine the ones that you're standing on are not going to make any noise, right?
Exactly. He just cuts the feather. Look at Santa there. He's just like so distracted. He's staring off into the distance.
Well, it needs work. I have to go. I am so far behind.
Oh, sorry.
They just cut the feather right when I said that. I'm like, gosh. I almost want to fast forward, but then I'll probably go too far, even if I just hit it for a half second.
Boss Herbie didn't show up. Now, this won't so he's playing out. Dentist. Why weren't
you at elf practice? I'm telling you, brings him down a whole octave. Now listen,
we have dolls that cry, talk, walk, run a temperature. Blink, and run a temperature.
We don't need any chewing. There's that blue-haired doll again. Actually, there's a bunch of those blue-haired dolls. I've never noticed them before.
I don't remember many blue-haired dolls.
There's at least three of them.
I guess Strawberry Shortcake had some, right? Or not Strawberry Shortcake. Well, maybe that one too, but Rainbow Bright.
That's right. Yeah.
So this is like 20 years before that. No, I just can't. It's like he's kind of a raggedy ant looking thing. But
it is kind
quite.
Of a raggedy ant.
The hair is raggedy, but blue.
I like how he's just like, I don't fit in. I'm taking off. I guess I'm on my own and just jumps out the window.
Right.
I guess he can handle the cold. He's an elf, so.
Well, yeah, well, he might not be. We don't know. He might be a human.
That's true.
But I guess that does beg the question, how insulated, like what material do they make elf outfits out of, right? Like...
Well, they work indoors, so they're probably not too insulated because they don't want to make it a sweatshop. The North Pole's a sweatshop? Oh, man, don't tell Matt Spaulding.
No. I love the baseball cap.
Yeah.
Time to learn to fly. That's the first game. You go first. All right, now the whole trick is getting up enough speed and jumping. And that's it. No magic feed corn like later on.
Man, these kids suck.
But also, like, I feel that's how most kids are.
It's true.
Right?
Kids are mean,
especially
yeah.
back then. That was like your chance to get acquainted with that dough. And they're just kids, and already they're like, hey. Go hit on that girl. She's
That's
checking
right.
you out.
Have we established how long Rudolph's been alive at this point?
I don't think so.
I can't tell if it's like 4 days or a couple years.
It's been
or
at
some
least a
months.
it's been at least a year. They say that earlier.
Okay.
Do
I missed
they?
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. You talk kind of funny. Yeah, I missed that too then. Well, don't get angry. And I like how she's the only one with the bow as well.
My
name's Claire. Big old eyelashes.
That's just, I mean, female animals have eyelashes and males don't. It's an established scientific fact.
That's true.
That's right. None of
That's
us.
100% true.
Those are some long lashes, too. Those lashes ain't cheap in the real world.
That's right. She got some expensive lashes.
Yep. Well, those things are only like 6 inches tall. Do you know that? The figures?
Yeah, they're pretty small.
I always pictured them like being huge.
Here comes Santa again. I don't know what that style of hat is called. I just call it like a Sherlock Holmes kind of hat.
Yeah.
But
that works. Yeah.
I like Santa with in a Sherlock Holmes hat.
Yes, he's got the brim on the front and the back.
This is where they find out Rudolph's a mutant. They go ship him off to Professor X.
Are we going to not bring up the Robot Chicken episode? We're going to not do that tonight, right? It's pretty dark. We'll avoid it for tonight. I'll bring it up on another episode.
Okay. All right.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Oh, man, you need to check it out.
Yeah, check it out on YouTube, dude.
It's
dark but funny.
You're still laughing, Colton.
See, look, his antlers curl.
Oh, yeah,
again.
His antlers do curl. Wow. That's interesting. I like how they just straight up say, from now on, we're not letting Rudolph play in any reindeer games.
That's right, because that's what the verse says.
Exactly.
Gotta make it true to the song.
That's right.
Rankin Bass was always like better when they were basing something off a song.
Yeah, source material is helpful for Rankin Bass for sure.
Yeah.
Even if it's really very loose and terrible. Like, it's fine.
That's right.
Where does a little drummer boy fit into that equation, though?
Well, Little Drummer Boy's not terrible.
It's true.
It was Romeo Muller's first. I like it.
I mean, it's better than Nestor, the long-haired Christmas donkey. So
hey, we covered that one not that long ago.
I love Nestor.
Poor guy.
But you know, it's like
You mean
it's
Rudolph?
Like pets, right? You all have pets.
The Rudolph reboot.
The Rudolph reboot. The Nativity Rudolph.
That's right.
That was Rankin Bass just recycling ideas again.
And man, Clarice
has time's
such
a flat circle, so.
That's right. She has such a great singing voice for being only a year old.
That's true.
I also like how she's the only one wearing a bow. Like, it's got to keep her weave on or something.
I'm confused also why there's like raccoons and like red robins at the North Pole. That seems unlikely.
Right. The rabbits I get.
Yeah, rabbits are fine. There's Arctic hares.
Right.
I'm taking some creative liberties with design, but you know, but the raccoons, I don't know.
And those robins are cardinals.
Oh, they might.
Either
be
way,
cardinals.
I'd say they're geographically incorrect.
That's true. Well, they don't look like cardinals. They don't have like that typical upsweep of feathers at the end.
But yeah, it's not like they're worried about scientific
accuracy
on any
true.
Of these animals.
That's true.
Yeah, I'm not sure anatomical
they're North Pole
accuracy
cardinals.
Is really. That's right, North Pole
That's
cardinals.
There's always tomorrow for dreams to come true. I do like that sentiment, though. You know?
I think Annie stole that with the sun will come out tomorrow.
Which one came first?
I think this did. Could
I think
wrong,
Annie
though.
Came out in the '70s.
Yeah.
My first memory was the movie in like 82, but
yeah, I remember the movie.
Yeah, 72.
What came out in 72?
The Annie did, yeah.
Oh wow, okay. That's
Annie the musical.
No deal of mine is gonna be seen with the red nosed reindeer. Harsh. What was Hermie doing in there?
Hey man, don't ask questions.
No, I love it.
I
It's
am
just, it's,
attentive.
I always wondered that even as a kid. I
Everything
was
is
like, is he
I
hiding or
want to be someday.
maybe he got beat up by the raccoons. They shoved him down there.
Raccoons do beat up
Well,
elves.
we
We
know
established that in
that's
Elf, yeah.
true.
And they beat up
See?
humans pretending to be elves.
Yeah?
Oh man, it's just
Please
these
do.
layers just woven together.
What have you said?
I like
You
how all the trees
offended.
outside are decorated too.
Hey, what do you say we both be independent together,
Independent
huh?
together.
You wouldn't mind my
Yeah, that's called codependent.
friends?
That's right. That's right.
Again,
Independent
bringing up
together.
great stuff here, Rankin Bass. We love it.
It also kind of reminds me of the jerk a little bit, when he's like, I don't need
Yeah.
anything. I
Oh man,
just
the
this
jerk.
lamp. This lamp, and that's all I need.
I haven't seen that in a long time.
This
Me
lamp and this
neither.
chair.
Also, did y'all see Rudolph just throw him down? Like, just like spike him on his face. I'd never noticed that
Horseplay,
before.
horseplay, reindeer play, I guess. Look at those owls.
Those are the wrong type of owls, but I guess we're not going there because these are white-tailed deer too, so.
Well, that's right. But also, like, really well done.
I agree, yeah.
And they also get, the names of the animals wrong. The female deer are not does. They're cows.
Why am I such a miss?
And they're not bucks.
Well, just smashes the face in of that snowman. That water effect. I like that water effect from that fish there. Well, then they totally troop Beverly Hills that log.
Now, these two didn't have any idea about what they were letting themselves in for. The world looked a lot more complicated
And
and
dangerous.
dangerous than it seemed when they were snug and warm at home.
So this is the part where they die and freeze to death.
He must see your nose.
The rest
The
is
rest
all
is just a dream. Yeah.
it's a Jacob's Ladder scenario.
Yep.
It's all kind of like Santa Claus the movie. They die, and none of it's really real after they die at the beginning of the movie.
Man, I prefer it's more like a Link's Awakening thing where
Oh, there we
he's
go.
just, yeah, they're just asleep and don't realize it. You gotta wake the fish that's in an egg or whatever it is.
Well, somehow Rudolph and
Here's the
somehow
hero
they
of the story.
through the first day.
Yeah, Yukon Cornelius.
Did you see the stuff they had at Lowe's for Rudolph this past year?
I
It's
didn't
like
make it out to Lowe's this past year.
life-size court Yukon Cornelius animatronic.
Oh, see,
Oh.
that's awesome.
But everything was proportionately right to the, story. So he had this huge head. The bumble wasn't, the right size. He was a little small, but you
Yeah.
couldn't really make him, big enough.
I like his mustache. It's like not quite handlebar, but kind of
Yeah.
handlebar.
Have y'all read the theory that Yukon Cornelius is Santa's son that he ran off?
No, I haven't, but I love
No.
that.
Yeah. That's why he's up near the North Pole. He's like a wild man up there.
Well, what do you think of our friend
Does that
Cornelius?
make him Hermes'
All
brother?
he thinks about is silver and
Half.
gold.
Half brother, yeah, half brother.
Half brother.
Silver and
Because,
gold.
Hermes obviously half elf.
Silver
Well,
and
maybe that's
gold.
why
Everyone
maybe
thinks
that's why
silver
Santa's so
and
grumpy.
gold. Right.
He's like, oh,
Only one
my
rich
son is a
one
failure and
just buy the
He's
peppermint.
a he's
Looking
a
for
he's a
peppermint.
hobo. He just travels around on a
He's deranged.
That's right.
Thinks he's some sort of prospector trying to make a quick buck. Silver and Gold's a nice song, though.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a great song.
And I like how the birds come and just decorate this Christmas tree.
What's a Christmas tree without tinsel and pretty silver and gold decorations?
Squirrels.
Can't really call it a
Now, to
Christmas
be honest,
tree.
I don't really know anything about Burl Ives
Think of all
except
the
for,
fun and joy that could
this.
be lost on a Christmas
And
morning
his,
when all the young folks
commercial
gather
version
to
of,
gather
the
around
songs he
and
sang from
have a
this
tree.
Right,
Rudolph
for
and
sure.
Holly Jolly Christmas.
I mean, he was in some movies and things. He also comes out in that Dolly Parton special I covered.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You've covered a couple of those, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm doing. I'm covering another one with CJ and Kristen on Monday.
Dolly is my wife's thing at Christmas time.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that album's great.
I got two of her Christmas albums. I got her the newest one, the Holly Dolly Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the one with Kenny Rogers that they did a special on. I think you covered it at some point.
Yeah, so that's great. I mean, that one's the classic.
Also, doesn't Santa have like a miniature poodle? I mean, not Santa, Yukon.
He does. Yeah. There's like all his sled dogs are like totally mismatched.
Yeah, and, they're not sled dogs.
Sled dogs.
Sled dogs. Yeah, not sled dogs. Yeah. Well, not sleigh dogs either, see?
That's true.
So they can't fly the sleigh.
So this is where we establish the Bumbles chasing Rudolph's nose. It is funny that it's the abominable snow monster, but he calls him a bumble.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a better, you know, mean nickname than Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's not even a name. That's just an observation.
That's exactly. Yeah, it's just a factual statement.
It's like calling him Jeremy, right, the brown-haired dude.
My nose has ruined us. I love that.
I love how you, Cornelius, has to pull the sled because the dogs are too lazy.
You know what? I think Yukon Cornelius is related to Indiana Jones.
Oh.
He's got a whip. He's got a pistol. He's searching for lost things.
He's searching for treasures.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a name that's a geographic region.
Yukon, Indiana. Oh, my gosh. I'm saying.
So that's not Indiana. It's Indiana's real name.
We don't know if Yukon's his real name either.
That's true. His name makes more sense than Indiana.
Mm-hmm. He's also got a gun, I just realized.
Yeah. Nope, no peppermint. He just licks his pickaxe.
That's, yeah.
You know, you're
nope,
up,
nothing.
Up there, you might stick to that thing.
Yeah, we got a little Christmas story flagpole.
My double, right, triple dog there or whatever. I thought you wanted gold. I changed my mind. Yes, and then they're just floating.
Right. Aimlessly.
That's right.
Now we just need a narwhal to show up.
Hi, you.
Bye, Rudolph.
That's right.
Sorry about your dad.
There you go.
No, this is man's work.
I'm wondering if this Saint Nicholas, what's the specific Saint Nicholas Magicalis, which is like the specific name for Santa's reindeer, the breed. I'm wondering if they can only like gestate once a lifetime, and that's why he didn't just have another kid.
Oh, maybe. Right. Yeah.
Because you know it might be better just okay, let's have another one, and we can still have Rudolph, and he's not chastised and cast out of our society.
Well,
just have
remember,
another kid.
So the magic feed corn from the, you know, from Santa Claus coming to town, maybe it alters their DNA. And
they get one.
Yeah.
They get one shot. That's it.
But it also passes on the ability to fly.
Mm.
That's why they don't need it anymore. Okay, so now we get our strange just oddities here, which I know is redundant. But Charlie in the Box. Just change your name. Change your name to Jack.
That's right.
Then you're not a misfit anymore.
Or Charlie in the Cube. There you go.
That's right. You could be a whole other thing.
I always had issues with, what's the problem with the one doll? I mean, it turns out she got depression or something.
Yeah.
No kid's going to notice that.
But also, it makes it brilliant, right? I mean, it's... It's just takes it to a whole other level.
It gets quite a bit darker, but yeah.
All of these misfit toys.
How did they get to the island?
That's a good question.
Charlie's like, I had to come here. I'm like, you can't even walk. How'd you get to?
The TVA comes and blasts them, and they go to the void.
I guess they didn't take Spirit. They might have taken Spirit Airlines, but they can't take them anymore, so.
Spirit Airlines. Spirit Halloween Airlines now.
Yeah,
no kidding.
I flew them once. It wasn't a pleasant experience.
That's what I've heard.
Actually, I still have credit with them too, and I'll never get that back.
Not
Yeah, have.
anymore.
Past tense, yeah.
Yeah.
The most wonderful day. That's a good. It's a good song.
It is a good one. Underrated, for sure.
This one just got great music throughout the whole thing.
Agreed.
Yeah. Later on, there's like you might get the one song that the special's based off of, and then all the
Yeah.
rest are, ooh, not great. And I love Maury Laws, but sometimes he didn't quite hit
Yeah, not
some
everything's
spinners
knocked out of the
there.
park, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes you hit some singles, sometimes it's a home run.
That's right.
Santa Claus is Coming to Town's got some bangers.
Yeah.
I mean,
Also
a
has like
spotted
a weird
elephant.
60s psychedelic.
Yeah, you got that drug trip, with Jessica, but we'll get to that, another night.
The water pistol. Just stop loading it with jelly.
Right.
Just fill it with water. You're
Man, I
fine.
want a cowboy that rides an ostrich. Come
I know,
on.
I
Who
do too. It's very
doesn't want
joust,
that?
right? It's like joust.
I mean, I wonder if this is where the Final Fantasy got the idea for the chocobos and whatnot, like riding those.
Could be.
A bird that doesn't fly, it swims. It sounds like a penguin.
Or an ostrich that the cowboy is literally riding.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a few of these that I would like to know more about, but
Yeah, maybe it's their personality that's like so off-putting.
Well, you'd have to get permission from King Moonraiser.
King Aslan, I mean Moonraiser.
Aslan. Oh, it'd be amazing if like the Pevensies were there.
Right.
They actually accidentally went to Narnia as they crossed
I mean,
that
this
ice.
crossover would be killer. It'd be so good
I'm in,
and
but
terrible. I'd watch it.
I would too.
Oh,
I love his palace, though. His palace is cool.
Moonracer finds the misfit toys. They don't get there on their own. That's right.
Right.
No, that would not be possible. This island is for toys alone.
How do you like that?
Even among
Even among
misfits, you're a
misfits, you're a
misfit.
misfit.
Unlike playthings, a living creature cannot hide himself
He's
on an
wise.
island. But perhaps
Is he, isn't he a living creature hiding himself on the island?
I
Hot
mean,
meat kettle.
maybe he's pure spirit. I don't know.
I mean, he's got wings, so. Well, I don't know. Lions don't have wings, so.
I'm sure he's not
Cherubim,
just
seraphim.
cosplaying.
He was flying.
Moonracers,
It's the moth lion prophecies.
The moth lion prophecies. Love it.
I do too.
Good. You are free to spend the night.
I mean, he does seem like a very mythological type creature, right?
Yeah.
Griffith, Hippogriff.
No, it's all settled. We leave tomorrow
But the
together.
abominable will see my
nose. And get us all. I've got to go alone.
Nonsense. It's all for all and one for, I mean, one for, let's get some shut eye.
But it's all settled.
It's a very cramped
I like
little house they put him in, too.
Hmm.
Yukon barely fits in there. You got to share it with a deer and an elf.
Sharing it with the deer already is.
It's got a smell.
And a lot of time has to pass. I know I'm kind of jumping ahead, but his antlers grow quite a bit. And then in Rudolph's Shiny New Year, this is how we know it's a multiverse, because in Rudolph's Shiny New Year, they're back to looking like this.
Yeah, the
Right.
nubs again.
I guess continuity wasn't a big thing back then.
Well, there was a bunch of different companies doing it, all wanting slightly different things, and
Oh, yeah.
but no, I mean they threw most of them. They just trashed the puppets afterwards.
That's fair.
Trashed or they disappeared.
Right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, man, I would have kept one.
Right.
To quote Yukon's brother, those belong in a museum.
Even the polar bears have little beady eyes. And Rudolph would be on his own again. But doing all that. But like, so he starts growing up, and already there, he's got like bigger antlers.
Yeah.
Rudolph was growing up. But not in the sequel.
Yes, that's right. You can't run away from your troubles.
Or he flew so fast he rewound time like Superman.
Ooh.
Ooh.
I mean, I know that's not how time works, and I know you know that's not how time works, but we're going to go with the Richard Donner version of it.
That's right. We're just going to ignore reality.
That's right.
I guess we really got to blame Star Trek for the whole slingshot theory. You know, you go around the sun fast enough, you could turn back time. I guess Superman just took that to another level.
Yeah, I'm going to spin the Earth in reverse.
Oh, man, that's so crazy.
I mean, at least Flashpoint makes more sense. Maybe Rudolph would have a Flashpoint situation. I'd watch that.
I would watch that, too. He tries, I don't know, whatever.
Rankin Bass Point. That's what we call it.
Yes.
The Bass Point paradox. Come on.
DC tried to do Flashpoint, you know, not that long ago.
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about Ezra Miller. But yeah,
although,
sorry.
I did laugh when George Clooney showed up at the end of the movie, though.
I did too. That was great.
Me too. Yeah, Clooney and Keaton in a movie together as both as Batman.
Winners. Yeah.
With Ben Affleck.
Mm hmm.
That's right. All three.
And it wasn't bad CGI.
Well,
yeah. Well, I mean, for that part.
For that part, it was not correct.
Yeah, as opposed to, you know, when, you know, they were watching all the timelines blur together and you're getting all those deep fakes with, you know,
That was bad.
George Reeves, Christopher Reeve.
So
I love how quickly this escalates.
I know. Like, all of a sudden, the Abominable Snowman's, like, ready to eat Clarice.
Mm-hmm. But I love how the cave looks like a monster, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. Get him, Rudolph.
Or not.
Oh, never mind. Smash you over the head with a boulder.
Yeah, literally or crush you.
Stalactite, sorry. Look at those teeth, though. Man, he's got some chompers on him.
Yeah, he does.
There's a good... here we got a good shot of the bottom of his feet. His slipper feet.
Is it bad? I kind of want that vest that Sam's wearing.
No, not at all. I was thinking the same thing. And the pocket watch to go with it.
Right. Wear that to Christmas Eve service, you know?
Well, as a Santa, I'm definitely known to wear a vest and a pocket watch, so.
Yeah.
I didn't want a wristwatch. Definitely didn't want a smartwatch.
No.
So I bought this cheap pocket watch from some store in the mall. I put my monogram on it. It looks great, so.
Love it.
I love how he has a gun and he doesn't use it. He just comes up with his plan. Hey, let's do this.
It's kind of like Ninja Turtles having nunchucks and not using them in Ninja Turtles too.
Right, in the sequels.
Yes.
Why doesn't he get it over with? That's a good question. It's like the trolls from The Hobbit arguing about how they're going to, whether to smash him or cook
exactly.
him. He's just trying to think. Pork dinner. I love Romeo Muller. He just
the oink oink, is this a reference to The Odyssey?
Oh, maybe.
I think it is, right?
Maybe it is.
Because they draw the Cyclops out. Yeah.
That's pretty deep, Jeff. Pretty deep.
Hey man, I was a nerd. I read all the mythology when I was in school.
Man, I love
Greek
and Roman mythology is my favorite. But I dabbled
books?
In Egyptian and
I've read
Norse
all the Percy
as well
Jackson
too.
Stuff. Yeah. Yes, yeah, I love Norse mythology too. I love it all. It's
I do
fun.
Too. Yeah. All right, dentist.
Wahoo.
Let's get out of here. I'll light the way to our doom.
Why,
Last year, Harry Bumblehead. I got to start saying that for just whenever something doesn't go my way. Oh, blast your Harry Bumblehead.
Can we just take a moment to admit how quickly and terrifyingly he pulled all of his teeth? I mean, it was literally like 15 seconds and he pulled an entire mouthful of like sword and dagger shaped teeth.
Teeth, I don't know if I want to put my hands near. He got them out quickly.
But now he's scared because he doesn't have teeth?
Yeah. So I mean, he's probably in excruciating pain. So.
Yeah.
His mouth is probably bloody and bleeding, you know?
Well, abominable snowmen don't have blood.
Is it ice in their veins?
It's ice. It's ice and water, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a Freon. Freon in their veins?
Freon. That's great.
Oh, man. So they make it
back, and when everybody hears their story, and he even pulled an Indiana Jones, fell off the cliff, and survived.
That's right.
Hey, Gandalf did it first.
Well, theatrically, Indy did it first.
That's.
Oh, no, I guess no, Gandalf still did it first, you know, the Bakshi movie.
The Bakshi, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love how quickly Santa puts on weight.
Yeah.
Because he's still skinny Santa here.
Yeah, his pants are way too big.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
I better set up an appointment for you week from Tuesday. And he's just one of those Santas who puts on a fat suit when he goes out.
Well, St. Nicholas probably was thin, so. Isn't a fit night out for man or beast? And here we get the nice reveal.
Here's
Yukon
the beast.
Is alive.
Here's the man.
calm down. He wants a job.
That's right. Love it.
Well, now his job is done. We don't need to hire him. He did it already. Yep.
You wanted to know what they made their outfits out of. I think you just understood now. You did your job, bud.
Insulated very well.
That's right.
And their fur is white. Maybe that's why he's so grumpy. He killed his wife and kids. To make
we just took a whole dark turn. That's
he's the last of his
said,
kind. maybe they just do like grafts. They just like take pieces of his skin over time, let it grow back, release him back into the wild.
Oh man, ouch!
That's why he hates all the elves and
that's
reindeer.
Right.
They expect a fat Santa. I like that dude's got the aviation cap on.
Yeah. What are your thoughts about Mrs. Claus here? We haven't talked about her.
Why has she got a foreign accent? Nobody else does.
Well, where was Sombertown?
Yeah.
Assuming this is Jessica. I mean, it's definitely a Germanic, you know, like Austria, Germany, something like that.
Jessica had no accent and she had red hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is more, I think this is further east than Germany.
Hmm. Could be. Christmas is going to be canceled. I liked her look. I think I like the look from, you know, Year Without a Santa Claus better.
Same.
Yeah, that's the most, when I think of, you know.
But even Santa here's got the teeny tiny little beady black eyes.
Yeah.
Tell you what, if I ever win the lottery, like millions, I'm buying these from whoever owns them now.
Oh, the like
that
miniatures?
Dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm totally buying them up from him.
Yep. Jerry's going to spend all of his lottery winnings.
Hell yeah.
I've got some Funko Pops. Does that count?
That counts.
I don't have many Funko Pops left, but I do have some Rudolph ones.
I do too. Okay. Yeah. Won't you guide my sleep? Oh, he said the line.
I wanted to buy Yukon Cornelius, but it was $150. I'm like, yeah, that's never going to happen.
No, thank you.
I paid $50 for Santa, and that was too much. But...
Oh, man. Uh-huh. Well, you're useful now, Rudolph. Welcome back.
That's right. As long as you can exploit their their abilities or their differences.
That's right.
Man, what a terrible message. But also, it's a good message because, yes, you're still useful and... can still fit in.
That's right.
I guess.
Despite your differences, you're still a useful part of society.
Right.
That's how you have to look.
But we don't like you till you're useful.
That's right.
Apparently.
You will be outcast and chastised, but, you know.
Pariah.
But you better be available when we need you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Save us now.
Yeah, see, occasionally I'll tell that when I'm doing Santa work, I'll tell the true story of Rudolph, and it makes Santa into a better person.
I like how that elf has sunglasses on.
Mm-hmm.
It always made me wonder, how bright is Rudolph's nose? You know?
To be able to light the way, it's got to be pretty bright.
Right?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, we know that Lady Boreal infused her magic into his nose when he was born.
Oh, yeah. That's...
So, I mean, I suppose it's pretty bright, yeah.
That's the Rudolph and Frosty in July, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
So... They kind of... Not really...
Is that on our watch list at some point?
Yeah, we'll definitely do all the...
That's the long one, right?
It is. That one was feature length.
Yeah.
That's the movie.
It's like 90 minutes or something, yeah.
Right. The movie that flopped, so they made it into a long TV special.
Yeah.
So all apparently Rudolph's nose again. Needs to be about 15,000 lumens, which is what's needed for a forward-facing light on airborne craft to prevent glare.
Wow.
So yeah, it's bright.
That's insane. That's bright.
In that case, I kind of get it from their perspective.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't be in the same room with Guy.
Put those sunglasses. That's when you need one of those welder's masks, you know?
That's right.
Like, not just...
Yeah, there comes a point, Rudolph, where it's a safety issue.
Yeah, you're literally going to blind everybody. No wonder they cast you out.
That's right. Is that a dachshund? I love it. Yukon Cornelius has
a dachshund
and a poodle.
There's St. Bernard's dachshunds, and then he finds his peppermint.
He found his peppermint mine 50 feet from Santa's front door, so I don't know who owns that property.
That's right. It's not yours. You don't own the land rights to that.
It's the Alaska
mineral rights.
Well, if he is Santa's estranged son, then he's just waiting for his dad to, you know, kick the bucket, and then it's his.
But he's immortal. Remember, the Council of Immortals made him so.
Well, that just means he won't die of old age.
Oh, so he's like all right, Tolkien elves here.
Yeah. It's also like the Santa Claus Tim Allen style.
That's true. Which she's so depressed.
Well, I mean, of course she's depressed. She was left. She was promised to go to be saved, and she was left behind.
And the fire went out magically.
She cried it out.
That's right. I don't. Yeah, some of these toys actually look pretty cool. Like
I know.
Like the winged bear on a bicycle. Like, give me that. A cowboy and an ostrich.
I'd take it. What's wrong with those soldiers?
Yeah, I want like a thorough examination and then accounting for.
That's funny. Somehow the quality control was skipped on that day.
That's right.
In the assembly line.
Well, folks,
they hired Lucy and Ethel.
That's a pretty small sleigh to hold all those toys.
Are there actually 8 reindeer? Or
it was
only...
9, I think. It looked like there were 8 plus Rudolph.
Well, because from that angle, it only looked like 6 plus Rudolph, so I wasn't sure. But
Now I'm going to rewind it.
There's only 7 when they're flying in the clouds.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. They had to refuel. I'm not going to go into that, but...
how does that work? Just regular food, I guess.
It's dark. It's a Soylent Green situation, just reindeer style.
No. It's made of people. It's reindeer.
It's reindeer meat.
Made of reindeer. But the animation on them running is also really well done.
I agree.
Yeah. For the first one,
did he just push the non-flying bird out of the sleigh way up high?
Yeah. Maybe he'll land in water.
Oh, yeah. I hope so. Even then, the impact might not be good.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Merry Christmas.
Oh man, that was great.
That was good, so good. Man, that Rankin Bass, and then the logo, just
classic.
Yeah, so good.
I needed this in my life. This was I needed this at this time of year. This is great.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
I just need all year. I need to be more diligent. I usually go through the spring months and don't watch as much as I should.
Yeah, same. I only watch what I have to for the for the show, and listen to what I have to for the show. And you know what? We got to change that. So luckily, we got some other stuff coming up, some other watch-alongs. But this was fun. This was a lot
of
fun.
This was fun.
This was great. Yeah, I love it.
So
next time, I'm going to start mine before the countdown's done. But
well, just, yeah, get it past the, you know, the copyright stuff.
That's right.
Guys, real quick, tell me about anything you want to plug. Why don't we start with you, Jeff?
Yeah, so the podcast, I've got a bunch of new stuff coming out this season. Super excited. Got more Santas, more traditions, more recipes and food. And I've got another monster episode for more Christmas monsters you might not have heard of around the world. But yeah, check out all the other amazing Christmas podcasts. And, you know, there's so many of us. If no matter what you like, you can find something that that suits your need. So check us out. There's a whole bunch of us. We're weirdos and we love it.
Yes, we are. Jeremy?
Let's see. I don't have a podcast, but check out something else on the Christmas Podcast Network. I've been listening to Charlie's Closer to Christmas for the past, I don't know, almost a year now. That's a great show. I've listened to Jeff's show. Good show. Listen to what you can. Check me out at AlamoCitySanta.com. If you want to buy some cool Santa-themed t-shirts, check out NorthPoleGeneralStore.com. And I think that's all I got.
Right on. Well, on that note, let me say, gentlemen, thanks again. This is a lot of fun, and I love our – I think this might earn a ratty.
I think so. This is a good one.
This is a good one. And on that note, I'll end it with check us out on our social media pages, which you can find at linktree.com/totallyradchristmas. And if you're feeling like Rudolph leading Santa's sleigh, leave us a review in iTunes. It helps us reach more people and spread some rad holiday cheer. Now, don't forget to check out our merch shop on tpublic.com and our super dope website, totallyradchristmas.com. Merry Christmas to all, and to all, a safe night. Later, dudes.